Welcome to You Are Not For Everyone. This is Jackie Henderson. I am a licensed mental health counselor with a specialty in somatic and holistic practices. On this podcast, we normalize talking about important mental health topics such as depression, anxiety, grieving, trauma, personality disorder, and much more. Thank you for joining me today, and let's get started. This is You Are Not For Everyone, and I'm Jackie Henderson. This will be my final podcast for 2022. As I am taking a break for the holidays, regrouping, becoming more creative, doing a little hibernating, and just some transformation work on myself. It's always important to take a siesta throughout our lives sometimes, and I encourage you to do the same. Europeans really know how to live. They take time off around the holidays and just enjoy the downtime. Their lives are not all about work. Their lives about living, loving, family, adventure, and just spending time doing what you love. So I encourage you to do that, to spend time doing what you love with the people you love as often as you can. I want to read to you a poem that I absolutely love. It's called For a New Beginning by John O'Donohue. And if anyone knows me, they know I love this poem. And I hope this poem inspires you to leave behind anything that no longer serves you and to step forward with courage and good energy into a new threshold, into a new beginning. So here is the beautiful poem. In out of the way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered. Heard the words of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease and risk. Soon you'll be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. John O'Donohue, For a New Beginning. And this is from his book, Bless the Space Between Us. And it's a beautiful book of poems. I really encourage you to get a copy and find some peace and solace in his beautiful work. But I appreciate all of you for listening to my podcast this past year. I started in May, and it's been going very well, and the feedback has been wonderful. I appreciate all your support, and for all of you who have, quote unquote, bought me a coffee and supported the show financially, that really means a lot to me, especially since the show is free, and I just do it because I love this work, and I really hope to encourage health and healing and wisdom and growth in each one of you. My hope for you is that you will leave behind in 2022 anything that doesn't serve you, anything that doesn't feel like sunshine, anything that brings a low vibration to your life. Leave it behind. Take a risk. Try something new. And as you move into 2023, I hope that you will become young again in your eyes, adventurous. You find something that awakens your spirit and makes you thrive in life, excited about getting up in the morning, that your attitude is one of abundance, that you know you deserve abundance in health, wealth, family, love, friendship, and happiness. You deserve that. We all deserve that. So look for it. Take action. If your life isn't serving you the way you want to at this present moment and you're not feeling abundant, make some changes. Take some time over this holiday season to sit with yourself and really reflect on what you want, how you want your future to look. Time is going by, it's not slowing down, and the time is now to choose adventure, choose a new way of living. Leave that job if you no longer enjoy it. Leave that relationship if it's toxic. Leave behind anything that weighs you down and step forward into new life. This poem is beautiful because it says we've been waiting for this. It's been inside us. We're afraid to leave things behind, even though we know we've outgrown them. So I encourage you to let your courage kindle. Step over the threshold and step into a new beginning. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast in 2022. I'm looking forward to doing some great new episodes in 2023. I wish you well. Happy holidays and happy new year. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please go down into the episode description and click the link, support the show, and you can buy me a coffee. Another way to support is to write a review or to share the podcast with friends. And great news, my workbook is now available on Amazon. This book aligns with the first 30 episodes of the podcast and provides journaling prompts to help you through self-reflection as you move through your own personal healing journey. Stay well, and I look forward to having you back next time.